The relics of Saint Bernadette have arrived here in Ireland. They were entrusted to the Diocese of Elphin at a ceremony at the Grotto in Lourdes, flown to Ireland to Ireland West Airport last night ahead of what will be a two-month tour across the country. The relics tour begins in Galway Cathedral today. Worth remembering too that back in 2001 it was claimed that an 11-week tour by the relics of Saint Therese drew crowds of onlookers of up to 3 million. Dr. Kevin Griffin is Senior Lecturer in Tourism at TU Dublin. He's Editor of the International Journal of Religious Tourism and Pilgrimage. And of course, Kevin, the relationship between Ireland and Lourdes has always been a very strong relationship, and practically every parish had, or maybe still has, an annual pilgrimage to the Lourdes Shrine. People who never travelled got their first passports to go to Lourdes. Is it still a popular trip to take?
Absolutely. Pilgrimage is something that has continued to exist and to grow despite falling vocations, falling observation at mass, attendances are dropping. But pilgrimage is a growing phenomenon globally.
It's a growing phenomenon. And from Ireland, as I say, Knock Shrine here at home, very popular, Lourdes very popular. Where else do Irish people like to go on pilgrimage?
Well, we like our local pilgrimage. As you said, Knock, 1.5 million visitors a year. Croagh-Patrick, almost 1 million people visit it every year, with 25,000 for Reek Sunday. Our Lady's Island in Wexford gets about 120,000 over 3 weeks this time of year. But, you know, Irish people like to travel. We go to Fatima, Medjugorje. There's very popular pilgrimages to Italy to visit Padre Pio and his various sites and locations.
Is there something
we like this thing.
Very special, though, about the relationship between Ireland and St. Bernadette and Lourdes?
I think so. And I think one of my colleagues has written about various pilgrimages and uses the term the ordinary and the extraordinary. So, you know, Bernadette is this very ordinary person. She was suffering from illness. And, you know, Our Lady appeared to her. And out of that, the phenomenon of Lourdes has grown. So I think we like the ordinariness of this type of a saint.
Is there something as well, Kevin, about, and I think you've mentioned this, the cult of the saint. And I don't mean any disrespect here, but is Bernadette, in saintly terms, a rock star?
Absolutely. And rock star is a great term because, you know, people have, In the same way that I heard on the radio, are you a Blur fan or an Oasis fan? Someone was discussing. You know, is it St. Bernadette or do you prefer the shepherdesses in Fatima? You know, people kind of, what we used to say very pejoratively years ago about, you know, a la carte Christianity. Nowadays, that's kind of accepted. Okay, I don't go to Mass on a Sunday very often, but I have great faith in, and insert the name of saint, you know, so people do pick their saint, and there's a huge support and belief and enthusiasm for St. Bernadette.
Would you expect big crowds to want to touch, be in the presence of these relics as they tour every parish in the country, the 26 dioceses of Ireland?
Absolutely. And I've been looking this morning, this is a very impressive, very incredibly well-organized event. You know, and there's a wonderful website. So if anyone's interested, saintbernadette.ie, I think it's called, Bernadette Pilgrimage. You know, so this is, again, back to your rock star analogy, this is like a tour of the provinces. I expect there'll be big crowds.
And hopefully no problems about getting tickets either. That's all right. Dr. Kevin Griffin, Senior Lecturer in Tourism at TU Dublin. Thank you very much indeed.